Our first reading from Isaiah, we heard, "It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." What we hear there is a call from God that Isaiah relates. It's a call to a great task. "It's too little," the Lord says, "for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob. I will make you a light to the nations." It's obviously a very lofty calling that is being issued there. Our readings that the past couple of weeks have been about God's call in our lives. We all have a calling in life, sometimes more than one throughout our lives. This past week, I thought about my own life. Remember back when I started college, I began to think about a career. I had two older brothers who were teachers. I thought I might also like teaching. I really don't think I was particularly well suited to teaching at that time. I was not a great student, didn't really like speaking in front of groups, but I felt that draw toward teaching. I worked at it. After finishing college, I did teach at St. Albert High School in Council Bluffs. But in that very first year of teaching, I also began to think about the seminary, began to think about the priesthood. I'd thought about it some before, but now it seemed to be a more urgent feeling. After that 1 year of teaching, I ended up leaving and going to the seminary. That was back in the 80s. As with teaching, I really don't know that I was particularly well suited to the seminary at that time. But again, as when preparing to teach, I worked at it. I did my best to prepare. But as I continued my seminary education, it seemed like yet another calling was surfacing. I was not as sure about the seminary, about the priesthood, as I thought I needed to be at that time. I even thought I might like to have a family. I ended up leaving the seminary, returning to teaching. And it was at that time that I started teaching at Dowling High School. All totaled, I taught another 14 years. And as I began those years, the call to family seemed to be getting stronger. And once again, I don't know that I was particularly well suited to being a parent. I was trained as a foster parent. I later adopted my son. Some things went well, others did not. I did constantly question that decision, my ability as a parent, as I think most parents do to some degree at various times. But then 14 years later, my son was no longer at home. I was again faced with a decision, what to do. That call to seminary, to priesthood, resurfaced. I resisted it as best I could. I came up with some pretty creative excuses why I could not do that. I did finally return to the seminary. Only that time it all seemed right. There were no more doubts. The various callings that I had felt throughout life now all seemed to come together. They all seemed to mesh together very nicely. We heard in that first reading, "It's too little," the Lord says, "for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel." He says it's too little, but those actually seem like pretty lofty tasks. But then we heard, "I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." God had more in mind, just as he often does for us. We all have a calling. It can come at any time. It can come at multiple times in our lives. It may be early in life. It may be later. It may be throughout. We don't know how or when God may make a call on our lives. In our gospel today, it seems that John the Baptist had a very specific calling. He was to announce the arrival of the Son of God, the one who had been expected for so long. His life and his ministry had led up to this moment, had led up to this calling. But then he exits the picture. His own disciples left him to follow Jesus when John pointed Jesus out to them. He had completed his mission. He had done what he had been called to do. Again, as I thought about my own life, it seems that throughout life there have been periods of preparation, some more difficult than others. And again, in that first reading, we heard, "It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." But if we read the very next verse in that passage, there is a reference to the outcome of that call. There is a reference to the outcome of accepting that call. We hear of the reward that awaits. But we also hear reference to the trials and the difficulties that will be experienced along the way. As we all consider our calling in life, we can all ask, how is God calling me? What is God calling me to do? Do I want something different? Am I willing to trust in God's plan? It is sometimes a very long journey where we are asked to walk a number of different paths throughout our lives, each one of those paths a part of God's call, each one of them a part of God's plan. We often speak of life as a journey, but we can all ask ourselves, how willing am I to walk on a path when I may not be sure where it's going to lead, where I may not be sure where it's going to end up? How willing am I to not only hear God's call in my life, but to answer and to trust?